Rocco Granato reporting for InlandCrosbyTrust.com. I'm here at Navy Marine Corps Stadium where the Rochester Rattlers defeated the Chesapeake Bay Hawks by a final score of 15-11. Right now with me I have faceoff specialist CJ Casavell. CJ, it seemed like the first three periods, quarters, were kind of evenly matched. Everybody just going up and back. Nobody getting more than a two-goal lead. What happened in the fourth quarter?
Tough to say. You know what? I think we let them be successful. I'm getting to the middle of the field. You can't let these guys, a lot of great one-handed, strong dodgers, big midfielders, you let them get to their strong hand down the middle. It's going to be really, really tough. Transitionally, I don't think we did very well. We got a lot of turnovers, and you give a team like Rochester a lot of second chances, they're going to bury them.
Now, what does it mean? You had Joe Walters come back, Drew Westervelt come back after their obligations from the National Lacrosse League. What does that do to help this team?
It's tremendous. You know, I really think this league is really about a lot of veterans. Guys have been there before, you know, because you don't necessarily have a lot of time during the week to practice in college. Drew and Joey, both great competitors. They want to be out there. They want to be successful. They want to make the team better. So bringing those guys back is definitely tremendous. And, you know, it would take some time to gel and get everyone together.
Now, the defense, it just seemed like nobody could get a handle on Jordan Wolf or Dave Lawson tonight. I mean, it just seemed like every time they just touched the ball in their cross, it found its way into the net.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, Dave, like I said, big, strong midfielder, left-handed. If he gets going down the alley moving, he can put the ball wherever he wants. He's great. He's worked at it. You know, I had the privilege of playing him and also Jordy as well. Jordy's great. He's getting separation and speed. And you know what? You know what those guys are going to do, and they're great at what they do. So.
Now, team's sitting at 3-4, halfway through the season. Seems like there's a big logjam at 3-3 with some teams. What do the BayHawks need to do to get back to that prominence that is the BayHawks into the playoffs and bring the Seinfeld Cup back here to Maryland?
I think we got to play for 60 minutes. You know, we got to work harder. We got to out-scrap guys. We got to play like hombres. I think sometimes we get a little too cute with some stuff, get into the hockey battle, or kind of do this little flip pass. We got a lot of tough kids.
CJ, thank you so much. Best of luck the rest of the way. And